the future does not exist. Hello, everyone. Wherever you are, welcome to Where the Future Does Not Exist with myself, Richard Foster.
And Marcel van Schoten. And we're still alive.
We're still alive.
The future does exist.
The future existed when we were in London. This is like a month ago, isn't it? When we were...
I think it might even be longer already.
God almighty, yeah. The last month and a bit, because we've been on tour. We've been everywhere, promoting the book, Punk Rock Birdwatching Club, which has meant a lot of shows. You've had a huge festival to deal with, Slowly in the Sea in Leiden.
And I saw you read from your book at least four times, I guess, now.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you Voorhout, London in Soho, you've seen Leiden.
London on a stage, London on a smaller stage.
That's right, yeah.
Katzwijn.
Yeah. Did you see me at Leiden, Peel Slowly? Or were you busy?
A small bit. And of course, the bingo. The bingo edition.
Oh yeah, the Leiden one. Yeah, God, I'd forgotten about my own launch party in my city of adoption, if you will. Oh. It's been an absolute whirlwind, and I've got three or four more to go, including one in Amsterdam, the concerto, which I'm very proud about.
The observant listener might notice that we're missing one.
Yeah.
But he will be back.
He will be back, Damien, next time. Bless him. I don't know where he is.
He's busy.
He's busy today. Yeah, he's also been busy running around. I think, if I'm not wrong in saying, you and Damien, when you were in London, you did something like 90 miles in about 4 days or something.
We walked all over. 25,000 steps each day.
That's fantastic.
But we'll have to talk about that when he's back. Dad.
Yeah, we have to ask him about his steps.
How did you like the festival?
The Peel Slowly.
Yeah.
I thought it was... I wrote a review for Louder Than War. Mm-hmm. And there was one or two moments in that festival, especially on the Saturday night, where I thought, I don't think you could ever get a better set of gigs. And I missed half of the gigs because I was like watching the other half of the gigs, because that's how festivals are. But I thought the James Holden Vachar Simple show was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, properly spiritual show.
Yeah.
Beautifully put together, because it was, they'd sat on a sort of raised dais in the middle of the room, covered in sort of Turkish carpets, and, you know, the monitors was on there, and all Vachar's kind of alto clarinet and pedal, I think it was a lap steel.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff on that stage.
Oh, yeah, flutes. And James with his electronic wizardry.
Yeah.
That was seriously beautiful show. I mean, it was like Terry Riley, Harmonia, The Orb. It was just all these kinds of post-rave, pre-rave things I'm really into.
Mm-hmm.
I also thought Joseph and Vissen was spellbinding. I didn't catch much of him because it was like one of these things where I had to go and see something else. That was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
La Sara Fontaine was just, I'm not sure what the hell was going on. Doesn't matter, because it was just, you know, sort of violin-based rave kind of thing with electronics and really great drumming.
Yeah.
What else did I see which I loved? Oh, Atoll, this kind of Polish post-punk, pardon me, no-wave, Cardiacs, Skronk, really. That was just wonderful. That was like, especially when you've got a band that has a song that is the same title as their band name. I also think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So Atoll, they were shouting that. So check out Atoll. It's part of this kind of sort of Polish underground scene around in Wrocław. I think Kurves, one of the guys is in Kurves.
Yeah.
What else did I say I loved? Oh, neat. I thought that was also like up there with the James Holden show of being a completely transformational kind of show. Brilliant French... I'm not really sure if math rock really it doesn't really describe it. I don't think you could you couldn't listen to it on a record and get any indication of what would hit you. It was just like a whirlwind of rock.
Yeah.
You know, Mars Volta, French prog, Zerl, extremely fast playing. I was talking to the bass player Ben afterwards, who's like, he's in about nine other bands in France.
Yeah.
And I said, well, how do you get so funky? He says, well, we play on the half beat. And as that goes, everything is on the half beat.
Oh.
So you have this kind of pumped up kind of vibe to it. I thought that was amazing.
Yeah.
On the first night, I thought Trooper Trooper were amazing too. Mm-hmm. That was a really brilliant show.
Yeah.
You know, like really, really brilliant.
Did you see Chew? First one?
I saw tiny bits of it because that was like the drummer was also a nutcase. I couldn't believe it. How do you drum like that? It's like he was an octopus. You know, that was a real battering. In terms of the festival, I thought it was actually the nicest edition I've been to because you didn't get people who were just there because it's a festival, and you get this particular kind of festival goer who just makes an awful lot of noise, walks around with the friends, going, yeah. I'm at a festival, gets slightly drunk and then doesn't see anything, just walks around. And I was just thinking, there's only about four people I could see who were like that. Everyone else was there for the music,
yeah,
which really made a difference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting to see. For us, it's kind of weird because you don't know who you attract with your program.
No.
For us, we sell tickets, but we don't know who we're selling tickets to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's quite impressive to see the kind of people that we attract and how much they enjoy being at the festival.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's really growing into something. I think it's now at the stage, Peel Slowly and See, where it's not the kind of enthusiasts festival. It's like I mean this in the nicest possible way.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It was an amateur festival that came through a shop.
Yeah.
And now it's got this thing where you can see it, the potential of it becoming something. It can actually get a real personality and a real understanding of what it is now. It's starting to grow into that.
Yeah.
And the reason I say amateur, I mean this really positively, it reminds me very much of Haldern Pop because that came through, and that's 45 editions is Haldern. That came through the local choir in the village of Haldern.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. It's just people, and the guy running it, Stefan Reichmann, who's like a legend in Europe for festivals, he just wanted to book Patti Smith. That was all he ever wanted to do. Yeah. And he did that, I think, twice. So it's at this stage now where, you know, it would be a case of, you know, do you want to keep it that kind of way? Do you want to make it bigger? Do you want to make, well, bigger is such a stupid word, but like you want to make it into something else, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
But right now that was like the sort of perfect moment to say, this is like the end of the first phase of enthusiastic festival, plugging a gap where a lot of other things in Leiden are falling away, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I mean, again, I'm not in here to just criticize all the time, but like,
no.
De Noble is taking its time to get established in Leiden over the last 10 years. Certainly, I think it's taken quite a bit of time. The squats and all that kind of underground scene that was really vibrant in Leiden is now a decade ago. It's gone for a decade, and that decade was quite rocky. A lot of people's sort of allegiances, people were very much in love with the old idea of the LVC, even if they didn't go, you know, and like, so it's like,
yeah.
But that's sort of changing now because it's just different people. And also like, you know, the idea of rock and roll and music as not being this thing that automatically attracts crowds, it's becoming something else. And I think that all is in Leiden is making the sort of importance or the presence of something like Peel Slowly and See all the more marked, you know? It's important to have it now.
Yeah, it's nice to see that we are slowly changing from a more band-oriented kind of town to a more act-oriented kind of, because it can be something else. It doesn't have to be the specific drummer, bass player, guitarist, singer anymore.
No,
it can be much, much more.
Absolutely right. And I think that's just in line with wider trends in the music industry. I mean, you know, I made this point, I had to do a talk the day before, or actually on the Friday at Peel, at Leiden University.
Oh, you were a panel.
I was on a panel, man, yeah. And I just made the point that, you know, the old rock and roll touring world is dead. I mean, it is, you know, it started in 1954, 55, Bill Haley and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's gone past its pension age. And of course, COVID, I think people don't realize how much COVID really changed everything. Mm-hmm. COVID really changed everything.
Yeah.
And now the music industry has been running on fumes ever since COVID, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's in this kind of change now where, you know, I work at Worm and what I see at Worm is like there's much more, rather than having a band on, you'll have a night of theatre, music and film, say.
Yeah.
Like multidisciplinary, cross-discipline nights that appeal to a wider crowd who are more interested in experiencing than knowledge gaining. Because in the past, we go to a gig, I've seen this band, I've seen this, I've heard this record. You know, it would be a different kind of experience that you're trying to find. Mm-hmm. Now, it's much more the idea of we're out for an experience, we're out for food, and food comes into this as well. And we just want to be entertained. It's very different. And music industry has really got to catch up with that. I do think it's in about 10 years' time, we'll have half the festivals, half the venues, this kind of thing. But it won't be bad. It's not means it's bad.
No, it just means it's different. No, definitely not. No. No, I've also been, for the last week, I've been in 2 days of then, I've been in Brussels.
Yeah.
To see one specific band.
you old guy.
I wasn't alone. There were 2,000 other people with me in the venue.
Yeah.
The band sold out 5 nights in a row.
Yeah, it's
which
amazing.
Which is incredible. It's a Belgian band called Amara, and it is just a wall of sound coming towards you.
Yeah.
There's no escaping it. And you see that it actually is more than just watching a band. It's a sort of a weird experience that you have to deal with. Mm. And it's weird to see that after they only play for 90 minutes. And after 90 minutes, it's all like gone. There's a sentence on the stage. And you see people around you like being emotional.
Without
being part of this 90 minutes of weirdness.
Yeah.
And that's quite weird because it's, if you have to explain it, what it is to people, like it's a band playing extremely loud to people all wearing black and band shirts.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is nice.
Yeah. It's cool, man.
I found this video from the top where you see like during one of the songs and everybody's in the crowd is standing next to each other and only their head are bumping.
Wow.
And you see this video of I think probably 20 seconds and it's like the head's bobbing like whoa.
Crazy.
It's so weird, but it's so nice to be part of that.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful to be part of these kinds of experiences.
Yeah.
And I think that's if you know, I'm not trying to completely dismiss bands. I mean, there's always going to be bands. It's not, you know, right now we've got a lot of interesting punk sort of noisy bands around. I just think in general, I think that the idea of music in wider society is... you know, you have the freaks and you have the outsiders and you have the people who want something more. Yeah. They will always be there for these kinds of things, that's for sure. So yeah, I thought Pill Slowly was really good. I thought it was the best one yet. Didn't feel forced or anything like that. And De Noble feels a bit more friendly as a venue. It doesn't feel like so...
Yeah, and it is a friendly bunch of people. There are really, the people that work there are such lovely people. And it's nice to see that it's people are getting more into the idea that it is a good venue to see bands.
Yeah. Because the rooms are, and the sound is pretty good in De Noble.
Sound is pretty good, yes. That's a good explanation.
So, myself,
I prefer the smaller room instead of the bigger room, but that's more seeing bands in a smaller room has more attraction to my way of watching a band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But still, it's so nice.
Yeah, it is. You're right. So chapeau to De Noble. So that was when was that? Was that last weekend?
Last weekend.
Oh God! It's always been. I tell you, talking to bands, I went to see Rats and Rust the other night as in Echo.
Oh yeah,
and it was fucking great. They were really good, and they really again. It's like an experience. Their shows are like one big show. You know?
Yeah,
it's not like here's a hit, here's a song, here's a, it doesn't work like that. It's actually much more theatrical. Which I think Natasha's got a lot to do with as well. They have this kind of big sound and there's one kind of statement that goes all the way through. And this new record is slower. So they're much softer than they were, but it's much, much wider, much more dreamy music. And it's much more like you can see there's a thread that goes through the entire set, which is really good to watch.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And of course, yesterday I was at De Clara's, did a reading in Den Haag. That's why I've got such a Whack twice, and well, I can't remember what's happened the last few weeks. I just remembered I went to see Rats on Friday, and it's Sunday. Oh God! And then I'm trying to think, what else have we been doing? We had the festival. We're making a film about the book. It's a short film where I'm going to be reading bits. We just done that.
And you made beer.
Oh yeah, I made some beer, which is great. Did you take some home with you?
I did.
Good man.
Yes.
Punk rock bird watching beer. We still got ours. I'm saving it for a special occasion.
Ooh.
Because when this goes out, I don't know when this is going to go out, but on the 1st of April, I'll have been here 25 years.
25 years, Richard.
Oh, 25 years.
Yeah. And your first prediction was how long to be here?
About, I'd signed a contract for 3 months. And then I met my wife. It literally was that. That was the case of like, okay, let's see what happens. And that was crazy. So yeah, 25 years. And it just feels really weird.
Yeah.
It just feels like 25 fucking years. It just feels like yesterday, really. But then again, how's it?
Would you ever move back?
If I won serious amounts of money, I would really seriously think about moving to the Scottish-English border or nice part of Lancashire, nice part of Northumberland. But then I'd have to win the lottery, you know. But there again, I'd think to myself, you know what I'd also think? I really like the East. I really like Helderland. So I like Arnhem and Nijmegen because you can get into Germany quick. And the countryside is nice around Nijmegen and Arnhem.
Yeah.
And I like the people in Helderland. I think they're pretty cool. So that would also be playing in my mind thinking, I get the best of both worlds in Helderland. You know, you get...
And they also talk funny.
They also talk very funny. Yeah, they talk really funny there. So. Yeah, oh. So that would also play on my mind.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a question people always ask me. I mean, one of my friends... I was over at Christmas in back home, what was my home. And one of my friends says, "You're going to die in Holland." Oh, well, that's a nice thing to say.
Nah.
I know you meant well, but it was like, yeah, I don't know. I mean, you never know in life. But so far, 25 years, 2 books written about changes, like the differences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny listening to Dutch people at present because, you know, they all say like, "Yeah, it's helemaal goed geworden." Yeah, it's good luck. But I'm sure they were saying that in 2000. I know they were saying it in 2003, 2004.
Yeah, apparently it's always better in the past.
Oh, yeah. Vroeger was alles beter, toch?
Yes.
So, but yeah, 25 years on the... On the 1st of April, which as anyone will know is April Fool's Day. So I came I came on April Fool's Day, landed at the Hook van Holland because the boat was from Harwich. And in those days, it was, you could go, it was 3 hours crossing. It was the day hover boat, which I thought were great, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then got the train up. And then I remember that train getting into Leiden and getting a bus to Noordwijk and then getting off in the plaza, you know, the sunken plaza in Noordwijk. Thinking, where the hell am I? And then getting a taxi to Noordwijker Hout, to the camping down Rust, and then looking at this caravan thinking, my God, what have I done?
It's only for 3 months.
That's what I thought at the time, thinking, oh, hell's teeth, it was amazing. Oh. So, yeah.
All right. Yeah. This is just a small update because we're going to be continuing its story with Damien.
Yep.
Anything special in the next 2 weeks?
Let's say... On the 19th of April, I'm reading at the Concerto Record Store in Amsterdam between 1 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we have to leave at 3. But I have, hopefully, you know, travel permitting, Jeff Young, whose book Wild Twin is about Amsterdam in the 1980s, Chad in Amsterdam, Chad Bilyeu, the brilliant American comic writer, Ali Miller, who wrote this amazing books, The Last Days in Ava Anna Ada, and she lives in Amsterdam as well. So it's four English and Scottish, English and Americans talking about their experiences of Amsterdam from the 1970s to now.
Okay.
And I think that's pretty great.
Yes,
and we're all going to be reading, and you can get a ticket for free. You just have to go online to get it. But Concerto is a legendary record shop. I cannot believe it. But they're going to say, okay, yeah, it's okay, Richard, you know. So, yes! So that's a ninth Saturday the 19th, which is Easter Saturday, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm doing something, what am I doing on the 28th? I'm doing something on the 28th of April.
Yeah, Cronje.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no, no.
No?
No. On the 25th of April, oh. I'll be DJing for Tram House, and it's the great Peter Dijkstra's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm absolutely delighted and honoured to play for Peter.
Mm-hmm.
He's the booker at Vera. And then I'll be at the Tram House, and then we're staying in Kingsday for Groningen. Yeah. Seeing a load of bands, because they're going to put on. And the 28th, I'm at the Pletterite in Haarlem to do another reading.
Yes.
Which is this new venue, which I'm the Koken, I think it's called, the Koken Pletterite or something like that.
Okay.
But it's in Haarlem. So still on the road. Lots to do.
Yes.
Not stopping.
No. Get the book, read the book.
Yeah.
Go to a reading.
Go to a reading. Yeah, I'm around.
All right. All right.
Take care. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
The future does not exist.